Yeah, man. I'd like to expound upon what I was alluding to in the bucket, in this past bucket, and also piggyback off of the last rumination about new days and everything. And I am being surprised every day at what I'm seeing, you know, the right people. The correct people are starting to step the fuck off of the leadership mantle. And whether they were old ratty dinos or old ratty rhinos, you know what I mean? Whether it's the Joy Reids of the world or the Senator Mitch McConnells of the world, or the Kathleen Kennedys of the world. You know, this is what I allude to when I go in on boomers all the time. You know, and they're getting it. They are finally fucking getting it. That it is their time to go. It is their time to go and let the new man in. And what I mean by that is an adult in the room for once, you know? Not some pig-headed, stubborn crybaby with an inferiority complex, or, you know, they've realized they got power. And in that power, they use it to cock block you at every turn, figuratively. Shit. In some cases, literally. But anyway, you know, and I thought about the Joy Reid leaving, Mitch McConnell leaving soon, Kathleen Kennedy leaving, and I'm like, okay, when I first heard it all, it was about Joy Reid, and then I was hearing about McConnell, and then later hearing about Kathleen Kennedy, and I'm like, bruh, this shit really does come in threes. There's only one motherfucking mo that I would like to see go. And she is in Silicon Valley. She's the new Chinese lobby. You know who I talk about. 90 Proof Nancy. You guessed it. And the bitch has gotta go. Every time that I mention that she is running the country, people tend to gloss over and ignore when I'm saying it, but if you really look at it, she actually does. Look at the economy being taped up by Nvidia stock, BlackRock. Look at that SVB situation, the Sun Valley Bank issue, the, you know, the Sam Bankman fraud guy, you know. Shit like that. And to think that, you know, it was Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters schmoozing up to this guy, you know, giving him genius props, when in actuality, he only did a, you know, he only manipulated a few numbers in a math problem to move more money into his pocket. Now, if you're fucking over the right people, I get that. But, you know, hardworking moms and pops that are trying to, you know, set aside a nest egg of some sort or an emergency fund of some sort, because you know what they say about Americans and their emergency fund. It's non-existent, right? But yeah, shit like that. Getting rid of that there would be awesome. You know, the Nancy Pelosi is that one. Or hey, make it a fucking another three. Make it her, make it not just Maxine Waters, but Maxine Waters, Pelosi, and, you know, give me another rhino. Give me another rhino, much like Turtle Man. Get rid of that fucking guy too. Because the bitch made trad cuck and the whiny ass bitch lady of a liberal are what have been holding us back for a long fucking time. And they've bickered back and forth for at least the past 20 years. And that's what we want to get happening, you know? But hey, I take what we got. It is a new day after all. And, you know, there's going to be hopefully other goodies ahead. But again, just like I said in the last one, remain cautiously optimistic and keep your head on a swivel. Well, that'll do it. Catch you on the next bucket.